247, Anna here on WGN. This is Tuesday afternoon. So as the feds have uncovered this big ComEd scandal involving state government and patronage jobs and the bribery scandal and all the links that it may have within different lawmakers and their associates, there is a move now to sort of reduce some transparency within government. And I want to talk about that because, as you know, the bribery scandal kind of was years long. It lasted years and years, and I don't think we've heard the end of it, even though the feds have uncovered a lot and ComEd is now cooperating. And there may be more to come on that. I think it's wise to think that there will be. But all of that it represents and kind of the way business has been done in the state, and there are reasons why there has been oversight, in fact, federal oversight vis-a-vis the Shachtman Decree. And if you don't know much about the Shachtman Decree, let's ask somebody who does know a lot about it. It's Representative Deanne Mazzacchi, and she's from...
Hi.
You're from the Elmhurst area, is that right? Deanne?
I am indeed a proud resident of DuPage County.
Yeah, it's interesting because I saw this cross yesterday on any other given day, and there's so many stories like this that cross that it feels as if they would be a bigger deal had there not been so much else going on in the world. And this is sort of falls into that category. I know you feel passionately about it, and why is this important? Please explain it to us, Deanne.
Sure, Anna. You know, I got into politics because I was dedicated to fighting public corruption. And, you know, I think it's sad that in Illinois we've been living with public corruption pretty much all of my lifetime in this state. And one of the things, though, that was at least put in place back in 1972 to try to curb some of the public corruption when it came to our actual taxpayer-funded jobs in state agencies and a variety of other state and local government offices was the Shachtman Decree, and that was put in place to try to cut down on this patronage hiring. Well, back in February of 2020, not surprisingly, the special master who's been overseeing the implementation of the Shachtman Decree called Governor Pritzker out and said, hey, you know, I think that there's some things that are wrong with your hiring practices. I think some of these are subjected, you know, can be subject to political manipulation. There are a whole host of things that I'm seeing wrong, and she gave some specific examples. And rather than try to, you know, have what I call a compliance mindset with the spirit of the Shachtman Decree, which is don't use government offices as your personal playground, but rather, you know, make sure that the people who are in those jobs are actually doing the jobs and they're behaving professionally. What Governor Pritzker did is he said, you know what, he filed a brief in June in July, and said, you know what, I think I shouldn't even have to live by some of the things that have emerged from the Shachtman Decree and the Rutan decision. And, you know, to me, that's really taking Illinois a step in the wrong direction. We should not be getting rid of oversight mechanisms that we currently have in place to prevent public corruption. And we certainly shouldn't be allowing these things to go back in the shadows.
Yeah, I think one of the other reasons why it's sort of particularly puzzling when you see something like this, because of the ComEd scandal that just happened, showing years and years they were just giving out no-show jobs and do-nothing contracts, and it was all these lines were dotted back into the most powerful man in the Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, and it just seems the time when there's sort of ethics legislation out there that no one wants to pass, and there's so many eyeballs looking inward to say, hey, how can we do better, that instead we're taking this other road where it's like, well, no, I'm not sure we want more oversight. We're okay. We're not okay, Deanne. I mean, I don't think we're okay. Do you think we're okay?
No, we're not okay. And, you know, and one of the things that the governor actually had the audacity to say in his brief that he filed with the court is, you know, we've made so much progress and we've got a durable solution to prevent future patronage employment practices. I mean, really, that's just a joke. And, you know, and Governor Pritzker, he's tried to kind of point the finger at some prior administrations to, you know, to say, oh, well, you know, find an example of anybody in my administration where we've had, you know, these types of patronage issues. Well, I uncovered a situation where one of his campaign workers got a $60,000 no-bid contract. And this guy came highly recommended by Mike McClain, one of Speaker Madigan's cronies, for keeping his mouth shut about a rape in Champaign and Emil Jones' ghost payroll issues. That's not a good thing. Shortly after Louis Arroyo was indicted, in around that time frame, one of his political action committee, the Arroyo family has a whole bunch of different campaign committees, but the guy who was the treasurer for a couple of them. He all of a sudden gets a plum job at Metra that seems to be a no bid, you know, again, it's an $80,000 a year job. And,
no show?
You know, really? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to call it a no show, but you really want to say that that was the result of a genuine meritocracy and competitive hiring process. And that's one of the things that the special master was very concerned about, is she noticed that there seemed to be a pattern in practice within the Pritzker administration of instances where, you know, they weren't actually following the protocols. They were hiring people into through what seemed to indicate could be a political type process, or they were going outside the existing safeguards. And I think that kind of ties in as well to what we saw with ComEd. You know, according to the deferred prosecution agreement, you had situations where the CEO itself of the company seemed to be subverting the internal controls in order to deliver the patronage jobs that public official A, aka Speaker Madigan, wanted. So, you know, it just doesn't sit right with me that the governor is trying to do away with Shachman, not only after a report was filed by the special master claiming he was interfering in the ability of the Shachman monitor to do her job, but, you know, in the face of everything else that's going on in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, I agree. And I just feel like, okay, so the Shachman decree, just to give the background there, became, there was federal oversight of the city, the county, the governor, the courts. I mean, I can't remember, the sheriff's office, everything. Because of back in decades ago, when that Shachman lawsuit was filed, there were 40,000 public jobs in Chicago and Cook County filled on the basis of Democratic political patronage. So the way it worked was people wanted to go work for the government, had to apply through their committeemen and not to the government. The availability of job openings was kept secret, so you had to go to the committeemen to find out if there was an application that you could apply for. And in return, you had to pay a little bit of your salary to the committeemen, and you had to work for the campaigns. And that's how it worked, and do election work and that sort of thing. And they said, hey, wait a minute. This isn't in the best interest of government. This is not an honest service contract. This is, and then you lost your political freedom if you were an employee and that kind of thing. I just ultimately speak to it, though, Deanne, because I think that some people look at this and say, well, wait a minute, these are just jobs. And is there really a cost to the corruption? I mean, can you spell that out of what you think about that part of it? Do you feel that this, I mean, you obviously feel this is a big issue. Tell us why.
Tell us why. Yeah, there's a huge cost to government. I mean, I don't think people in Illinois want to pay a corruption tax, and that's really what happens, you know? I mean, what we're really getting at is, we want to make sure that everyone who's involved in our state government, that they're there, they're providing honest services, and they're not there because they're useful to a particular political machine, whether it's as a reward or, you know, as hiring, or because they believe they're going to be a good committeeman who's going to be able to do some, you know, field organization, or even somebody who raises money. You know, I don't really care. To me, we should be focusing on who do we get people into jobs who are very well qualified, who are going to be able to do the work. And we shouldn't let it be a question of, you know, we don't want nobody who nobody sends. It should be based on merit. And, you know, again, one of the issues that the special master pointed out that she was concerned about with the Pritzker administration is some of the things he was doing might have even violated some of the collective bargaining provisions that that Pritzker has with AFSCME. So all of these types of, you know, issues just shouldn't be what we should be focusing on in Illinois. And one of the other things that was really disturbing to me about Governor Pritzker's legal briefs is that he seems to be implying that only voter and candidate interests are at issue, and hiring is something, his hiring practices is something the court shouldn't be looking at all. And if that's really the position that, you know, he plans to advocate for, he should be upfront and transparent about it, that he doesn't think that the Shachman decree and any of its progeny, you know, there's a whole series of different court orders, that they don't apply to him, he's not going to live by them. And, you know, I think that would also seriously factor into the debate of whether we can take ethics reform that the Democrats are offering very seriously. Because people, you know, I mean, every month we've seen news reports of new ethical lapses in state government. People do not trust state government right now. I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. So we you know, this is just not the time to be getting rid of systems that have been protecting state employees and trying to prevent patronage schemes for decades.
You quickly here before I let you go, I just want to ask you about the call for new leadership at the top there. You're a Republican, but a growing number of Democrats are now asking for the speaker to step aside, at least as a distraction, since he is public official A in the ComEd indictment. They say they're not commenting on his guilt or innocence in the legal sense, but they've signed this letter, and there are, I don't know, dozens of them now who have said it's time for Speaker Madigan to step aside. What do you think will be the fallout in coming weeks and months about this ComEd scandal? Do you think we'll see anything like that happen? The Speaker says he's not, but what do you think will ultimately happen?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to, if I had that crystal ball, I think I could probably, leverage that into a far more interesting
Vegas,
set of
baby,
experiences.
Right.
Yeah, you know, ultimately, here's the way in which I look at it. Anytime the governor wants, he can call us back into a special session and specifically say, I want you to address this issue with regard to Speaker Madigan. And the Democrat Party at any time, their members can join with the Republicans and they can oust the Speaker anytime they want to. So, you know, the votes on our side certainly are there. It's just a question of can they muster the votes on their own side to actually, oust the Speaker. And, you know, again, this is election season, so, you know, I think there's a lot of people on that side of the aisle who are very leery about interfering with that political machine because it's going to work to their benefit to get them elected. It might be good for them, but it's sad for the state of Illinois.
Yeah, keep us posted on your efforts, and I appreciate you joining the program, Deanne. I really do.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Anna. Anytime.
You too. Have a good weekend. It's almost 3 o'clock, and then 3 to 7, of course, you'll catch Ro Khan here on WGN, and then we are going to get to the news here from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I'll talk to you tomorrow.